I'll never lose my grip.
I struggled hard to get what I got, fam.
No, I'll never lose my grip.
So I will not let it slip through my hands.
No, I won't ever lose my grip.
Excuses are something that I just cannot stand.
I'll never lose, I'll never lose, I'll never lose, I'll never lose, I'll never lose my
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to episode 4 of the Real Raw Roper Show. Hope everyone is enjoying their Friday so far. So today's episode is going to be about something that I call winning the day. And when I say that, I mean every day waking up and trying to accomplish a single goal for that day. I think that's really important, and I think it's a way less stressful and easier to manage goal format than maybe setting a yearly goal or monthly goals or anything like that, which there's nothing wrong with. If you achieve them that way, that's great. But I know for me, it's hard to keep track of that big overall yearly goal or monthly goals, because you can have a couple really good months, have a bad month, and then you kind of feel set back from your original goal. And I'm gonna dive into setbacks too in this episode. So I think by setting out day goals to eventually accomplish an overall goal, they're easier to track. They can stack up and build momentum. And if you miss a daily goal, it's kind of easier to roll over and you can make up for it the next day, opposed to if you miss a yearly goal, then like you're a whole year back. So I think the whole daily goal format allows you a little more freedom and less stress, and you don't put as much on yourself because you don't have a number or an expectation in your head that you need to meet by a certain time. So whether your goal is financially based or, you know, fitness based or emotionally based, anything really, I think if you break it down into a daily goal format, it really lets you, I think in the long run, it actually leads to more success. And saying that is because I think it really does build momentum. I think momentum is a really, really big part in life. I think the more you can build momentum and the longer you can sustain momentum, it actually creates a more successful environment for you, because you just keep building on top of all these positive things. And everyone's going to have a little negative setback here and there. That happens. We're humans. But with a day-to-day thing, again, I think it just allows you a little more leeway, a little more freedom for that setback not to be as tragic or as big of a setback, because it's just a day. So your day goals are going to be smaller. They're going to build on top of each other. So for instance, if your goal is to eat healthy, instead of saying like, hey, I want to lose 35 pounds by next year, instead of doing that, you can attack it as each an individual day, eat good. Like, hey, this is the day I ate good. I ate good Monday. I ate good Tuesday. I continue to eat good on Wednesday. I'm going to eat good on Thursday. The next thing you know, you have a full week of eating clean. And every day that you check off your calendar of eating clean, that stacks up. And the next thing you know, you're at a couple weeks, a couple months. And then by the time you know it, it's a year. And I think you'll actually be down less than you would be if you just set that overall 35 pound goal. And that can be applied to anything. If you had to buy a new car, your car broke down and you had to fix it, and you're a couple grand in a hole now, and you want to try to save up to kind of get back to it, instead of saying, oh, I'm going to save $3,500 by next year to make up for all the car payments, I think if you just put, I mean, this isn't really daily, it's more of weekly or bi-weekly, depending on how you get paid. But every paycheck, put away a couple bucks, and just let it build on top of itself. And before you know it, you'll be back to where you were without really having any pain. Or even saving for vacation, anything like that. I think it works a lot better in that aspect, opposed to saying, oh, by next year, I want to have this much money saved up, because I know this is the way I do it. Whenever I say that to myself, I normally put off saving until like 2-3 months out. And then I end up putting away big chunks of paychecks into a savings all at once because I need to have that money. But I think if you go about it just putting away a little at a time every week or every 2 weeks, I think it stacks up a lot better, and it creates a lot less stress for you because you're not putting away this big chunk of money at once. Now, the best way I can explain why I think playing catch up in life is not a great way to go about it is for anyone that's ever gone to a party and you show up late and everyone's already kind of tipsy or drunk because they've been drinking for a couple hours. At least my friends, the first thing they do is hand me a shot and tell me I gotta catch up. So when you play catch up at a party after everyone's already been drinking for a couple hours at a steady rate and you're trying to get to where they are, you normally, or at least I normally, end up face down on the floor, sleeping until the morning, not knowing what really happened. Playing catch up is not a good way to go about a party or life, in my mind. Playing catch up puts a whole lot of stress on you. I think it makes you judge yourself way more than you should because you have all these expectations of yourself. And I think it's just an unhealthy mindset to play catch up, especially in an overall big time goal format. And the best way I can explain this through my past stories besides the party is any athletes that have gone through significant injuries or even minor injuries, you're still experiencing a setback in your career. So when you get hurt and you're out for X amount of time and you come back, a lot of people, I know I did it almost every time. My dog is just ridiculous right now. I know I did this every time I got hurt. I would be hurt for a couple months at a time. I had a surgery or I was in a straight leg brace or whatever it was. And when I came back, I tried operating on the level or with the intensity that I was before I got hurt. And all that did was lead to re-injuring myself or never really recovering or just getting down on myself because I'm not what I was a couple months ago. Instead of, the right way would have been baby steps. And I think that's kind of what it boils down. I'm trying to say baby steps, but I think when the day kind of translates and correlates better to everyone's life, because day to day, a lot of shit happens to everyone, but you can't look at tomorrow without going through today. So I think if you look too far ahead with that yearly goal or that monthly goal, you're going to overlook what's currently happening in the present. So I think you should just really attack everything day by day, and I think that will help a lot of people. I know it's helped me a lot. I'm still going through it. I don't want anyone to think that I'm preaching about, hey, this is things that I did for my life, now go do them and they'll work the same, because it's not. These are things that I currently do to deal with my life and any struggles, or these are things that I'm doing currently to try to enhance how I do things. And if it makes sense to you, I want you to go try it. That's all. Because if something I say doesn't make sense to you, or you don't think it would work for you because everyone's extremely different, that's fine. I don't want you to go try it. I'm just here to give you an option. I want everyone to hear how I did things or how I still do things. And if it does make sense, just go try it. And if it works, that's awesome. If it doesn't, well, now you know one less strategy that works for you. So I think either way, there's really no downside of just giving something a try. And especially if you're experiencing a setback in life, or if you have this goal in your mind and you don't know how to start, I think you should just start on Monday or Friday or Saturday, whatever day it is, start that day and worry about doing the best you can that day, and then just keep stacking up good days. The next thing you know, you'll start off crawling and you'll be running by a couple weeks because of that momentum build. So if this makes any sense to you guys, just I would say give it a try. Don't put too much stress on yourself to accomplish a big goal, and try not to set numbers in your head, because again, you could start judging yourself whenever you don't meet that expectation. There's nothing wrong with that. Last episode, I talked a lot about the winning and losing feelings. Now, I like loss because it leads to victory, but in the short term, loss is very, it's awful. I mean, it's a terrible feeling in the short term. So the healthy way I found to, like, I had a problem of setting too big of goals.
because I never wanted to fully reach my goal and not be hungry. So I'd set a huge goal that's just unreachable. And what would happen is I'd come up short, I'd feel that experience of loss and judge myself, and then I'd get more angry at myself, I'd get motivated in a way, more hungry to just try to accomplish it, but I knew it wasn't really achievable. So the healthy way, I think, to sustain motivation and be hungry to achieve your goal while having realistic goals is that day-to-day format, because again, that just allows you to build momentum, and it's a lot more play and a lot more leeway if you miss a day or two, or if you don't completely crush a day. You can kind of just roll it over and keep going. I know I'm being repetitive, but I really want it to make sense, and I really want it to connect to someone that's hearing it. So again, if anything makes sense from this podcast or any of the podcasts in the past or any of them that I put out in the future, all I'm asking is for you guys to go give what I'm saying a try. From the way you look at life, from the way you do things physically or emotionally or anything. I'm not some guru. I don't know everything. These are just things that worked for me or are working for me or just made a change and I think they can work for me. So I just think since I figured some stuff out, maybe you guys haven't figured that out yet and you can give it a try. So let me know if anything really stands out that I say, or let me know if there's any topics in particular that you guys might want to hear me talk about. And I won't talk about anything I don't know, because it is called the Real Raw Roper Show. Everything I'm going to talk about is real. Everything I'm going to talk about is raw. So if I don't know, I'll simply tell you I don't know. I'll be very upfront and honest about it. I'm not trying to sell anything here. I'm just trying to talk. I mean, in the grand scheme of things. I don't want to lose anyone. I was told in the last episode I kind of lost some people on the wrestling topic. And I understand that. Wrestling's kind of, you know, not everyone wrestles or even plays sports or gets the whole physical thing. But what I'm trying to do is connect broad and general topics and ideas to my personalized stories. So when I talk about any sort of topic that can be relatable to anyone, the way I relate to it is through sports or the gym, because that was who I was, even though I don't do any of those things anymore at the moment. We're trying to get back into shape. But that's how I connect to these topics. So I don't want you to listen to my story and try to connect on an exact basis. I want you to hear the story and understand how it's connecting to the topic that I'm talking about that day. And then I want you to take your story and connect it in the same way, and then try to go and figure out whatever the issue is, or figure out whatever you're striving for. It doesn't always have to be an issue. This isn't just about when bad things happen, how do you adapt? Sometimes you just have to adapt for the better, even if things are good. So, hey guys, before we go, if you haven't yet, please go subscribe to my Spotify, Anchor, or Apple podcasts. All three are under The Real Raw Roper Show if you hit the search bar. If you feel like I'm bringing you any value, or if you feel like I'm getting better, or if I'm just doing an overall good job and you want to listen, please go subscribe. It will give you updates, and you can always track when episodes come out, which is going to be every Monday and Friday for right now. But subscribing means a lot, and if you feel like I am doing a good job, please share all across social media. I'm trying to get out there and reach anyone that needs help that's willing to listen to me. Thanks, guys.